broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This is the broadcast for July the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and this is the live recap of 3 weeks' worth of broadcasts. I covered the first hour only 1 week. Did my best to kind of crank through things. Hard to get through everything, I'll tell you that right now. And we talked about, is Jesus a socialist, or was Jesus a socialist? Great Dennis Prager video. And I created a little summary of it to highlight it. LovingLiberty.net, our good friends who carry our broadcast, and we work really, really closely with them. They participated in supporting that video. So LovingLiberty.net, check them out. But anyway, here is a summary, a 1 minute kind of vignette relating to the, was Jesus a socialist video? And the answer is, of course not. Listen up.
Was Jesus a socialist? Well, if socialism is nothing more than being kind to other people, then you might think the answer is yes. But you could be kind to other people and be a capitalist. That's a testament to the principles of supply and demand, of private property, and of voluntary contracts, not socialism. Jesus never endorsed the forced redistribution of wealth. That idea is rooted in envy, something that he and the 10th of the Ten Commandments railed against. Most importantly, Jesus cared about helping the less fortunate. He never would have approved anything that undermines wealth creation. And the only thing that has ever created wealth and lifted masses of people out of poverty is free market capitalism. Read the New Testament. The plain meaning of the text is loud and clear. Jesus was not a socialist. He couldn't be. He loved people, not the state. I'm Lawrence Reed.
Larry Reed doing a phenomenal job there. He's got a little over a 5 minute video on PragerU. Go to PragerU.com to learn more. All I'm telling you is tremendous, tremendous stuff. All right, let's go back to July the 6th, week in review. We had a guest on. That was a Saturday, and we had on Dan Happel. And he is a host of a radio program called Connecting the Dots. It's on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and Dan Happel, DanHappel.com, is Dan's website. We also had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, so it was 2 hours at a special broadcast, Sam Bushman, Dan Happel, and Richard Mack, and we broke down a lot of Dan Happel's programs, Connecting the Dots, right? We did a kind of a two-hour bonanza, Connecting the Dots, from the Connecting the Dots summary, if you will. And we talked about, in government, we do not trust. We talked about the fundamental transformation of America, part one and two. We talked about global religion replacing Christianity. We talked about these guests with Dan Happel and Richard Mack continued in the second hour. We talked about, can the Constitution save America? The answer is no. Can immoral people using the supreme law of the Constitution save America? Absolutely. We talked about, from constitutional money to fiat money, to cryptocurrencies, the news titans, how dangerous fake money is and how it's at the helm of 90% of the problems we face in America. We talked about why we need secure borders. We're destroying America through illegal immigration. We talked about how climate change is being used to sell the world on communism. Amen to that. We talked about how progressive socialists steal national elections. And we talked about fake news or real news. The future is yours to decide. We talked about restoring the republic through activism as well. Great two-hour broadcast. And so there you have that. Anyway, great job by Dan Happel and Richard Mack and myself. Hopefully it was educational. That broadcast is available on demand at LibertyRoundtable.com. We're back to Monday, July the 1st. We talked about socialist debates bring in 15 million viewers the first night and 18 million viewers the second night. And we talked about how it was just a socialist fest to the bottom. It was pro-death. It was just wow. We talked about Donald Trump plans to end Obama's transgender rule. Women and girls are entitled to privacy and protection from predators. Amen to that. But now the House votes against President Trump and the Senate's caught in the middle on that. We talked about Dr. James Dobson reveals what's really happening at the border. Good for Dr. Dobson. We talked about the GOP's border surrender has been happening and continues to happen. We talked about Donald Trump quietly lays groundwork for surrender on the border fight. Some say that's true. I don't believe it. Pinterest secretly treats pro-life messages like pornography. What a shame. Banning pro-life groups. We talked about Supreme Court failures. Hold the revolution, they say, because Roberts keeps joining high court liberals. Shame on Roberts. We talked about the Democrats' dossier used as evidence to spy on the Donald Trump campaign. That saga continues to unfold. We talked about the Attorney General and the Justice Department, Inspector General, as well as the Senate. They're all investigating to find out what's going on. We highlighted a student overseas that says there are only two genders. All hex breaks loose as the teacher goes ballistic. Keep your opinion in your own house, not in this school. The teacher suggesting that the government schools have already given license to lie about gender, folks. So there you have that. Wow. We had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, second hour, and we talked about the UN chief sees climate doom everywhere. Floods, droughts, heat waves, wildfires, and superstorms, to say the least. And Senator Lindsey Graham says we owe it to the country to have an alternative to the New Green Deal. Let's just cross the Rubicon. Let's just, as a party, say climate change is real. Shame on you, Lindsey Graham. All they want you to do is believe the Green New Deal, either Democrat style or Republican style. Fascism or socialism, but both roads lead to communism. Look, God said there's plenty of room and enough to spare. Multiply and replenish the earth. He'll take care of us if we obey his laws. He's promised us he will heal our land and care for us and protect us if we repent. Let's trust in God and go forward in faith, shall we? Scientists are saying cow farts are not to blame for climate change and air quality. Wow. Experts debunk hype against animal-based proteins. Wow, good for the scientists standing up for a change. We talked about the Paris Climate Rally. Draws 45,000 people. Now, this happened, you know, months ago. But the point is, there's a lot of people backing climate change by deception. Fake news everywhere. How many people are standing up for God loves us? And no doubt, the ultimate weatherman, God, will bless us when we keep his commandments, and we're in trouble when we don't. A legislative proposal in Connecticut would mandate government instruction or education on climate change in public schools statewide, beginning in elementary school. They're literally peddling propaganda at every turn, folks. Climate lawsuit claims global warming is making it more inconvenient to go hiking. I kid you not. This is how whacked out these people are. The LA Times inadvertently admit that Donald Trump is right about what's causing California's massive wildfires. It's that government isn't letting the people take care of the land. Government doesn't take care of the land, creating a big, big, massive problem. Wow, there you have it. California cooked the books to justify their solar panel mandate on all new construction. Jerry Brown signs bill forcing 100% clean energy on all Californians. And a new report shows the Paris Accord or Paris Climate Accord backers are just outsourcing CO2 emissions to China. Fewer people are buying solar panels after subsidies were pulled. Bottom line is, folks, you're not getting the truth on this climate change thing. You're getting lied to at every turn. Government wants to use it as a control mechanism to control the people. It isn't about liberty. It isn't about climate. It's about government control and abuse. Shame on the climate promoters, folks. There is climate change. God's in charge of it. Turn to God. This idea that man is the enemy of the environment is an absolute lie. It's the Hegelian dialectic by government played to perfection. All right, Tuesday's broadcast. Again, we're going back in time. We're a couple of weeks old now. Our guest on, Mrs. Lauren Enriquez, public relations manager of Human Coalition, Rescuing Children, Serving Families, humancoalition.org, doing a phenomenal job standing up for pro-life. a national rescue system with a goal of making abortion unthinkable and unavailable. Amen to that. We talked about the extremism of the abortion lobby going into 2020 with Lauren. We also talked about the age of pro-death, murder, and infanticide. The Senate won't even protect babies already born nowadays. Second hour, we talked to our guest, Patrick Simmons, National Right to Work, Legal Defense Foundation, righttowork.org. And we talked about the NLRB settlement, Scold's union, employer for violating Michigan's workers' right to work. We talked about the National Right to Work Foundation celebrates the anniversary of the Janus decision, 1 year old, which freed public sector workers from forced union dues. Amen to that. We're not against unions, folks. We are against forced unions, though. What about free association in the greatest country on the face of the earth, huh? We talked about cops now target crime of bad food. Joseph Farah wrote a G2 bulletin on this. Great job, Joseph. Thank you, sir. We talked about the fraternity pledges $20 million to the Huntsman Cancer Institute for research and treatment. We believe there are better ways, by the way, but hey. Kevin Durant signed with the Brooklyn Nets. That's interesting. We talked a lot about the NBA and role models. Sam sounds off on sports. There you have it. That's a recap of Tuesday. We're to Wednesday. We're over a week old, though. We're covering 3 weeks. 3 weeks of news the networks refuse to use in our recap on Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Way too much news and not enough time to get to it. I'll tell you that right now. This is Sam Bushman live on your radio. And we are in a massive, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use recap of 3 weeks of 6 days a week, 2 hours a day broadcasting. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com. And we talked about the 4th of July, M1 A1 tanks arrive in D.C. for President Trump's 4th of July celebration. The mainstream press wants you to believe that it was just this massive promotion of the military in kind of a dictator way. I disagree completely. I think it was a 4th of July celebration like no other president has done in modern history. I think it goes back to the early times in America when Americans were proud of their country. And you know what? I'm not really for promoting the military. There's a fine line. You know what? When do you promote the military enough to say we're so grateful for your service and thank you for defending the greatest country on the face of the earth? And when do you cross the line and kind of promote war and promote warriors? There's a very fine line there. And I don't think Donald's crossed it yet. but I know there's a lot of hawkish people around him, and we better be careful that we never cross that line. Gratitude for wonderful service rendered is appropriate. Defense of the greatest country on the face of the earth, absolutely necessary and appropriate. Crossing the line to celebrate war and death and, hey, we're the greatest killing machine in the world, you know, hey, we've crossed the line. President Donald Trump signed a bill that would deliver $4.6 billion in emergency funding for humanitarian aid at the border. I actually applaud the president for this. You say, Sam, you're not really for handouts, are you? No, I'm not. But what do you do when our laws promote this emergency at the border? We need to change the laws and we need to solve the problem, like Donald says. But you know what? In the meantime, we've got to take care of people in a humane way. Well, Sam, that should be left up to the private organizations. You're right. That's what I say all the time. But in the meantime, government has a responsibility to some degree to do something at our border. There is a proper role there. Again, it's an offensive versus defensive mode. When you're defensive, saying, hey, we're just going to do what's necessary. We're going to encourage the private sector to step up. We're going to do our very best to minimize the reality here and decrease the moral hazard. You know what? There's a value, a line. When you go onto the offense and say we're going to take care of and promote welfare and promote, you know, there's a line to be had. When is it necessary for humanitarian or humane purposes versus when have we crossed the line and we're rewarding people from coming? There's a very fine line there, just like that war line that I said. You know what? When are we into gratitude and doing what needs to be humane and honorable versus when do we cross the line into moral hazard, stealing from the taxpayers, right? There's a fine line balance of the proper role of limited constitutional government, folks. Don't you forget it. Democrats sued Donald Trump to try to get his tax returns, says USA Today. Again, when's Donald going to double down and get rid of the IRS? It's unconstitutional. It ought to be shut down. It's an evil enterprise that preys on the American citizenry. It's a literal weaponized tool of the swamp against the people. It's got to stop, folks. Oh, Sam, how are we going to pay taxes? Easy. Tariffs at the borders, apportionment taxes. There's ways to constitutionally raise money for the legitimate proper role of government. We don't need the IRS. By the way, do you know when the IRS came into existence? It wasn't until the 1940s, the World War II, where the IRS got prominent in Americans' lives. What did we do for the first couple of hundred years in America? Oh, why don't we go back to that? Texas Rep. Kevin Brady, this weaponizes the tax code and puts every taxpayer at risk. What's he talking about? What the Democrats are doing. But again, I say, you know what, Kevin, I appreciate your point and you're right. But the IRS from its very inception has been a weaponized tool against the people to create fear among the people. By the way, if you look at your Communist Manifesto, progressive income taxes are one of the great evils. In other words, they're one of the ways to build a communist nation. So reject it, folks, please. We talked about a video confirming that AOC, this whacked out liberal freshman congresswoman, she faked her crying incident at the border. And videos also show an empty parking lot not suffering children. It was a big old media op lie. When are they going to call a halt to the fake news con game on Ocasio-Cortez, huh? President Trump participates in a signing ceremony for H.R. 3151. Do you know about this? It's the Taxpayer First Act, and it's great work. And the mainstream press just simply ignored it and didn't celebrate it or focus on it at all. We played a big media clip from President Trump from the White House directly highlighting that incredible signage. Doing a great job on that. President doesn't give any credit for being presidential. He should, though. And Congress backed President Trump in this, and no one's talking about it. Why? Because they're into fake news. They never want the president to look presidential, folks. That's why. When things are right, we call it right. When things are wrong, we call it wrong, and we do it every time. We are no respecter of persons. We do the best we can to call it constitutional. Call it as we see it. Call it moral. When it's God, family, and country we're promoting, we love it. When it's not, we're against it. When we protect life, liberty, and property, wonderful. When we don't, shame. All right. A black woman says a white passenger refused to sit next to her on a flight. I don't know if this is true or not. If it is true, shame on the person who wouldn't sit next to somebody from a different color or a different race or with different pigmentation in their skin. Shame on them. I don't believe it's true, though. I think the mainstream press looks for divides, looks for ways to peddle race and peddle divisions. And okay, I reject it. I'll sit by anybody on a plane. You be kind to me, I'll be kind to you. You're an upright, moral person and we'll be great friends. You're not, I'm going to stand against you politely, boldly, nobly, independently. We can agree to disagree agreeably. I can agree that I think you're wrong, but that doesn't mean we need to fight. There is no place in America for racism and hatred. We're all God's children, and we better start acting like it, folks, if we want to preserve the republic. Now, if somebody believes that, you know, they want to celebrate their own heritage, I don't care who wants to do that. Everybody has the right to celebrate their heritage and who they are and where they came from. Whites, blacks, Asians, Tongans, everybody should be able to celebrate their heritage and not hang their head. Sadly, everybody can celebrate their heritage but white people in America, and I reject that notion. I think everybody should be able to celebrate their heritage. That doesn't mean that you want to down anybody else's heritage. I want to advance the white race. Why? Because I'm white. That doesn't mean I want to retard the advancement of other races. The idea is ludicrous. It's racist. It's hate-filled. I want every race, every culture to do well. I want to make America great. That doesn't mean I don't want other countries to be great. I want to make Mexico great, and I want every country to be great. And the way every country is going to be great is to turn to God, obey his moral laws, and embrace a supreme law like we have in America with checks and balances to protect the people from out-of-control government. I mean, it's the dream, the hope that the founding fathers had, a grand old experiment that was successful. Let's spread that around the world and make that our greatest export, shall we? I want to make America great, but that doesn't mean I don't want to make other countries great. I want to advance the white race, but that doesn't mean I don't want other races to advance themselves either. Of course I do. We all should stand together. We talked about a Wikipedia co-founder. His name is Larry Sanger. And he urges a social media strike against Facebook. Twitter users and Facebook users to go offline during the 4th of July weekend. He said if we had a really big turnout on July the 4th and 5th, say tens of billions of people to create a sea change expressing our displeasure with how they're controlling the internet at every turn. Wow, he's right on that. This is a guy that helped co-found some of that stuff, now feeling like they're off the rails and going high-tech tyrannical on us. Amen to that. He's right. He noted Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is agitating for top-down government regulation. Yeah, and we found out how Facebook is now trying to create their own cryptocurrency and get in bed with governments and world banks to do it. No wonder they have a tyrannical top-down view. Again, it always involves dishonest, immoral fiat currency, doesn't it? Every time. GoFundMe for this guy named Andy Go, journalist assaulted by Antifa, raises well over 100K in less than 24 hours. What a shame. The journalist organizations designed to protect journalists don't speak out against Antifa. I don't know why. Again, double standard or what? Antifa is a bunch of criminals, folks. They're violent. They're crazy. Wow. Donald Trump says Google is trying to rig the election in 2020. Donald's right. Google is out of control, folks. But so is Facebook and Twitter. Nike nixes Betsy Ross flag shoe after Keeper Neck intervenes. What a shame. The Betsy Ross flag isn't racist, folks. It celebrates an early part of our history. It doesn't celebrate slavery at all. What a shame. It's a shame because we're revising history on false notions. That's why it's a shame. All right, Saturday, we're protesting Planned Parenthood. Kristen Hawkins with Students for Life. Doing a great job, studentsforlife.org. She was on the broadcast with us Saturday live. Okay? Live from the event where they were protesting Planned Parenthood when there was a big old, you know, preparations for the debates. We talked about a federal appeals court rules that Trump can move forward with defunding Planned Parenthood. StandForLife.org. Thank Wendy's for its amazing pro-life, pro-adoption work, helping children. American Family Association.org doing a great job, in my opinion. You got this Wendy's company, along with the pro-life organizations, doing a great job promoting adoption over abortion. Good for them. All right, hang tight. Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds on your favorite talk station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Barry is strengthening as it creeps toward the Louisiana coastline. Michael Teal of the St. Tammany Parish Fire Protection District says his parish, which is east of New Orleans, is seeing more rain.
We have some of the rain bands currently beginning to affect the New Orleans area. We're just across the lake from New Orleans, so we're getting ready to see some of that more severe weather now.
Meteorologist Eric Van Dam has more.
This storm system is going to produce life-threatening flooding, not only from the storm surge, but also from the amount of rainfall that it will produce because it is traveling such a short distance over a long stretch of time.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller will now have more time to testify before two congressional committees on July 24th. The first meeting was postponed so they could schedule more time to ask more questions. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump touts his new trade agreement in Wisconsin. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
President Trump in Milwaukee pushes for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says he backs domestic businesses and their employees.
To ensure that all citizens can thrive, the modern economy as we know it, and it's really gotten modern, we also launched the Pledge to America's Workers. I'm thrilled that Lockheed Martin has committed to providing apprenticeships and workforce development opportunities for 8,000 of our great citizens. Thank you.
The president calls on Congress to approve the agreement, bashing previous administrations for their stupid years of trade policy.
Singer R. Kelly is facing federal charges now in addition to sex crime charges in Chicago and New York. The charges accuse him of engaging in sex acts with girls under 18 and without disclosing he had a sexually transmitted disease. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This is News the Networks Refuse to Use, live week in review, except we're covering several weeks. It's crazy how much news we cover, ladies and gentlemen. For example, we covered the story about Bombshell. Obama knew that the FBI was spying on Donald Trump. Well, not only did he know about it, but he helped it happen from what we're starting to understand. What an absolute shame. But I don't know there's going to be accountability at all for this, is there? We also talked about socialist Ocasio-Cortez invited to see real concentration camp Polish lawmaker. When someone cheapens history, we become agitated. Amen to that. Cortez claimed in a social media video that the U.S. is running concentration camps on a southern border. The idea is absolutely insane. Honesty is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. They're lying to you on the border. We've had literal people, James Dobson, reporting about the border. We've had Stuart Rhodes broadcasting on this broadcast live from the border. And I'm telling you, the liberals and the mainstream press are absolutely dishonest and lying. Honesty is the issue. By the way, speaking of honesty, Donald Trump had a 49% approval rating, and the mainstream press, primarily USA Today, fails to report. However, when the approval rating was lower, 38%, they reported on it big time as if it was massive news. Well, if it's massive news when he's not doing well, it's massive news when he is doing well. If you choose to ignore both of them, fine. But when you ignore one and promote the other, you're dishonest. Forget the polls, ladies and gentlemen. Rampaging Donald Trump is going to win easily in 2020. unless Democratic ostriches pull their head out of the sand and wake up to reality. That's what Piers Morgan says, folks. Anyway, bottom line on this is, you know what? Kirk Crosby, my co-host, thinks that Donald Trump is going to win by a landslide, too. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen yet. It's too early to tell. But I know this. These Democrats are staking out very, very extreme positions. However, my guess is that they're going to demonstrate this extreme positions only to come back and have their positions seem less extreme as they get closer to the primaries and closer to the election cycle. And then whoever wins the primary staking it out against Donald, they'll move more and more and more and more to the center. And their positions will sound sane, but they'll still be as unhinged as all get out. But the design would be to go so far extremely left, then move to the center so that the whole matrix can move left without appearing so. That's the lie that they're willing to kind of perpetuate, if you will. Sadly, Republicans in many cases all too happy to go along. All right, we had our guest on, Michelle Hendrickson, Eastern Regional Director for Students for Life of America, studentsforlife.org, doing a great job. She, we talked about her leading the live rally in Southern Carolina, doing a great, great job. We appreciate her and her leadership there. On Monday, we talked about listener David, a man for all seasons. The story of Sir Thomas More is a recommended movie. Last Saturday was his feast day. And we talked to Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about the political leadership school coming up. We talked about, was General Patton assassinated by the U.S. government? We talked about double jeopardy, a hallmark of tyranny. And we talked about the Supreme Court says that a person can be charged in federal and state court for the same charge. I say that's a shame. That's why we have in America these dual sovereignty or dual jurisdictions. You're never supposed to be charged for the same crime. There's very few crimes delegated to the federal government. The rest is to the states. So you should never have a situation where there's dual jurisdictional crimes. It's either one or the other, not both. That's why the Founding Fathers delegated some authority to the federal government, very narrow and defined. And then to the states, it was very broad, so that there would not be this overlap double jeopardy scenario. What a shame on the courts. Just because the courts lie and say something, that doesn't make it so, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul, quote, medical IDs, an enemy of privacy, liberty, and health. Boy, is Ron right on that. But I submit with the Social Security card, we already have a de facto government health ID, don't we? We talked about, with our guest, Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. We say, what is a Catholic feast day? You got to learn more about that. The Catholic Church assigns one day out of the year for each and every canonized saint, known as the Saints' Feast Day. They're noted on their special day with a mention, and the feast day is usually their birthday, or sometimes it's a designated day by the Catholic Church. Their actual death day and or a day assigned by the church. We talked about the deep state support pouring in for imprisoned Congressman Stephen Stockman, writes Rachel Alexander, doing a good job. The deep state has been abusing Steve for quite some time. We're doing everything we can. There's no liberty when there's innocence in prison. I'll tell you that right now. We talked about the Foundation Affordable Care Act, unconstitutional, morallaw.org. This is Judge Roy Moore's organization. The Fifth Circuit is expected to decide the case later this year, after which it'll likely be appealed to the Supreme Court. Our prayers are with Roy and Michaela Moore on Roy and Kayla Moore on this, by the way. Donald Trump quietly revolutionizing health insurance. And that's good. But I don't think Donald's going far enough. Our prayers are that they're successful. I can tell you that right now. Right? Man, we've got so much to cover. Now, Tuesday's broadcast, we talked to our guest. We had Judge Roy Moore on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Candidate for Senate in Alabama, roymoore.org, to learn more. Let the people decide. We talked about at Real Judge Moore, incredible news feed on Twitter. The truth is that my stand for the acknowledgement of God and our Constitution scares the Washington establishment to death, and perhaps it should, says Roy Moore. Amen. Roy Moore on the GOP. alarm about his 2020 Senate bid? If I'm not going to win, why are they opposing me so hard? Huh? He's right. Let's face it, the Washington establishment didn't choose Donald Trump. The people did. What's Roy's point? Let the people from Alabama choose me. The press headlines alleging a divide between me, myself, meaning Roy Moore, and President Donald Trump are simply fake news. I have the greatest respect for President Trump and appreciation for him and his domestic and foreign policies. At Real Donald Trump. So Roy Moore tags Donald and says the mainstream press is lying, buddy. Well, good for Twitter in this case. Good for our ability to get the word out and tell the truth, huh? In 2017, Republicans and Democrats alike conspired to defeat Judge Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate special election. That's a fact. Groups literally spent upwards of $50 million to spread falsehoods and deceit among Alabama voters. And even the liberals are admitting that Roy Moore was targeted. And Alabamans know that Roy Moore was targeted by a smear campaign. And the people of Alabama elect who they want to send to Congress or to the U.S. Senate, not Washington, D.C. And we need to make sure that we really double down and support honesty in elections. We talked about Affordable Care Act unconstitutional, morealaw.org. That's Roy Moore's organization. And our prayers are there successful on that fight. I guess this is just crazy. A government meeting opened with, quote, Hail Satan invocation. See, the ACLU forced a policy allowing any religion to pray, including the Satanists. Wow. They also say now that a church becomes a venue to promote this drag queen. Folks, we're running off the rails in America. I'm telling you right now. Samuel Adams, quote, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds and hearts of men. Amen to that. We talked about New York and California. I guess they are, they both got a problem with high tax exodus. So New York and California are so high tax now, that folks are just fleeing in droves to states with lower taxation. Donald Trump sadly violates the Constitution, signs executive order requiring hospitals to disclose prices to patients. Now, this is where it's a little bit unfair against the Donald. Shame on him for doing it. But at the same time, hey, why is government paying for so much of this in the first place? Why does government set all the health care costs for things? Literally, everybody has to go back to the guidelines of what Medicare and Medicaid will pay for things. And then they all adjust from there. Insurance companies do it. The health sharing organizations do it. Government does it. So on one hand, you know, you got a problem, and Donald's right to mandate transparency. But government shouldn't be in the middle of it in the first place. Quick pause. We're running out of time way faster than I want. We talked about Marsha Blackburn introduces a campus free speech resolution in the Senate. Good for her. Sadly, it's needed, isn't it? What we need to do is quit funding government education with tax dollars, and then we wouldn't have this problem, would we?
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use in review. I'm running out of time. I got to rock and roll. Two more pro-life stories. The Ninth Circuit, usually a completely liberal court, extreme in their views. But Ninth Circuit gives go-ahead for Trump's pro-life rule. Tax money barred from health, family health centers that perform abortions. That's great news. Senators grill the Department of Justice over the investigation of Planned Parenthood as well. That's good news, but I hope we can move the needle to pro-life even more. We got to push hard, folks, while we have the opportunity. We also talked about California sends notices to 1.5 million inactive voters, just showing there's vote fraud. We talked about Josh Hawley. He's a Republican of Missouri. He's introduced a bill aimed at stopping censorship on social media platforms based on political ideologies. Good for him. We also talked about still working for the state after 76 years. A 99-year-old woman shares her secrets to health. Wow. Pretty neat stuff. What an example she is, huh? All right. We also talked about Red Pill Expo was a smashing success. Now you can watch it free, says G. Edward Griffin. We talked about a massive reservoir of fresh water was just discovered offshore in New England, writes Forbes magazine. So when they tell you we don't have enough water, well, we just discovered a massive pool of water. Fresh water. Good news, huh? I told you there's plenty and room to spare, says God, and I believe him. CNN sadly cuts to commercials as Trump accusers think of rape as sexy. This lady's whacked out, man. Tell you that right now. We talked about two-thirds of American employees regret their degrees. I don't think they really regret the degree. I think they just regret the debt and the student loans that come with it. There's got to be a better way in education, and we've been highlighting that in many solutions on Liberty Roundtable Live for months, and we're going to continue doing so. Bernie Sanders proposes build a bailout. $1.6 trillion in student debt. That means just make the taxpayers pay the bill. What a shame on that, folks. What is the solution to out of control college costs, you ask? Buchanan says Donald Trump, is he going to be the war president or the anti-interventionist? Great question. Longtime Trump aide Stephanie Grisham will succeed Sanders, that's Sarah Huckabee Sanders, as press secretary. Good news, cop gets shot. Armed citizen comes to her rescue. It's not good the cop got shot. It's good that a armed citizen, a good guy with a gun, comes to the rescue and saves the cop's life. That's great news. On Thursday, we talked about the first socialist democratic debate. Had a major technical glitch. They had mics on when they didn't intend it. And we talked about Warren and Biden are the top socialists. O'Rourke fails big time. We talked about socialists fail to go after front runner Joe, Uncle Crazy, whacked out, perverted Joe. Donald Trump questions why Obama has not endorsed Biden yet. And we talked about a Drudge report. Tulsi Gabbard is the shock winner of the debate. And I guess Beto O'Rourke is the loser. Gabbard got nearly 40%. Wow, suddenly Democrats are now admitting there's a border crisis. We also had our guest on, Mr. Ted Nugent. Ted's hitting the road this summer with a Music Made Me Do It Again 2019 tour. Learn more at tednugent.com. Also, the Uncle Ted tour starts Friday, July the 19th in Pasadena, California, so a week from yesterday. And we talked about some updated songs from Ted Nugent. Cocked, Locked, and Ready. Or Cocked, Locked, and Ready. And then Ready to Rock. Backstrap Fever, About Hunting and Guns. Fred Bear, Uncomfortably Dumb. Just to name a few, folks. Hunters for the Hungry is an organization that Ted and others founded, feeding those in need since 1991. Great, great job. And Ted makes this point. They attack him relentlessly, but he's done more to feed the hungry than a lot of the people that attack him. What's up with that? hforhungry.org. h4hungry.org to learn more. Ted Nugent also has a camp for kids. Did you know that? Doing a great job. Donald Trump says Google's trying to rig the election in 2020. Twitter is blocking people from following Donald. Now they're even shadow banning the Donald. Google pulls video accusing election manipulation. So some folks put up a video saying that Google and YouTube are manipulating the elections, and Google pulls the videos. Uh-huh. Insider exposes Google's efforts to influence 2020 election against President Trump. Nazis are using dog whistles, they claim. Internal Google emails go after Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, and PragerU. Had to go to Russia today to get that piece. So Google's literally on the attack of all things conservative, folks. It's out of control. Leak, believe it or not, shows Google employees discussing disabling features for YouTube creators they describe as Nazis. Just imagine Ben Shapiro being called a Nazi. I mean, these people are just unhinged. They're crazy. Ted Cruz grills Google on its, quote, political bias. Donald Trump had a big old summit with the media, you know, but the bottom line is these people still control the internet, and they were all backed by CIA efforts and money. Yeah, in Qtel, if you want to learn more. Big Tech's stealth coup, writes WorldNet Daily. Amen to that. Shut up or we will destroy you. David Kapilian writes the piece. Great job. Donald raises $36 million ahead of Democratic debates. That's big money, folks. Donald doubling down with the big donors now that he spurned or rejected on the first go-round. U.S. Secret Service takes a woman into custody after she spit on Eric Trump at a bar. She was the waitress, and she got suspended. But why is the Secret Service arresting somebody who spits on somebody? It's horrible to spit on somebody, but I don't know that it deserves arrest. Hillary's running around free, isn't she? Bar owner, worker, or his employee who spit on Eric Trump, placed on leave. That's good news. We talked about a pro-Trump message board. I guess that board got quarantined by Reddit because of violent threats. Hackers strike Lake City, Florida, demanding hefty ransom. Minnesota pastor faces unprecedented, defrocking because of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender stance. Wow, bullying big time. Companies dodge U.S. tariffs on China by rerouting goods. They're moving to Vietnam and other places. Release of illegal aliens in the U.S. drops 65% since Trump-Mexico deal. I pray that's true. But I see immigrants streaming into America unhindered. 4 more years. Donald Trump thrills Faith and Freedom Convention. He spoke there. So that's going on. We're up to Friday, literally 3 weeks ago now. We talked about the first socialist democratic debate is a pro-death, unhinged, male-hating, anti-gun, open borders, globalism promoting, not to mention climate crisis creating bunch of racists. Biden takes a beating. Kamala Harris were among the winners. Joe Biden kind of made a big mistake, said my first priority as president will be to defeat Trump. Okay, well, if you're president, wouldn't you have already defeated Trump? But there you go. Fact check, Biden says he only opposed busing by the Department of Education. Well, that didn't exist when he... Anyway, there you go. Big old mistakes by Joe. Twitter to flag abusive Trump tweets. That's interesting. What does flag them mean? Shadow ban? More? David A. Clark Jr., well-known former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, our good friend, he says, follow me at Parler. I'm done with these totalitarian dictators over at Twitter. We'll only use this site to blast Twitter owner pigs. Nobody controls Sheriff Clark's speech but me. Show some courage and make the switch, says the good sheriff. Wow. Willow Smith tells her grandmother that she desires bisexual bigamy. But imagine publicly announcing this kind of stuff in America, folks. We better repent and turn to our God. I'm telling you that right now. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, and we talked about prosecutors. Mother killed a 17-month-old over an affair. What a sad tale in America. IRS abuses and the immoral practice of stealing homes from citizens. We talked about that in detail. We also talked about a sheriff, Jason Micasell. He got sued by the ACLU. Why? Because he worked with ICE to stop illegals. This is the kind of an environment we have. The CSPOA stands firmly behind Sheriff Micasell. Amen to that. John Katzenmatis acquires 77 WABC radio for $12.5 million. Wowzers. You know, the Americans could buy radio stations, too, if we'd double down and get together. Each community could buy a radio station pretty easy. On Saturday, the 29th of June, we were live from Montgomery Bell State Park. And we talked about the NationalistSolutions.com event. The American Freedom Party and the Council for Conservative Citizens, along with League of the South, present the Nationalist Solutions Conference. And we had on our friends over at Blood River Radio. Their broadcast airs later today, this afternoon. Check it out at libertynewsradio.com or Blood River Radio. We had our guests on, Mr. Eddie Miller, Jacob Tyler, Lee Cochran, and Matt Goodwin doing a great job. Rick Tyler for president in Congress. He's running for both at the same time. RickTylerForPresident.com to learn more. That's F-O-R spelled out. Debunking the myths of Charlottesville. We're going to be having an update on that coming up, too. Stay tuned. Rick Tyler's going to debunk the myths in Charlottesville. Well, he see how that goes for him and cover that to the best of our ability live as well. We talked about Dr. Tom Sunick a bit. TomSunick.com doing a great job from that event. We were live from Montgomery Bell State Park, continued in the second hour as well. NationalistSolutions.com. We also talked to Dr. Michael Hill of League of the South, leagueofthesouth.com, doing a great job. We talked to a bunch of citizens that were there and people that were involved with League of the South, Lee Cobb, Rain Owens, James Schillinglaw, Sean Winkler, and others. So there you have it. Just a great, great series of broadcasts over the last 3 weeks, and I managed to be able to take 2 hours and do my best to highlight all of it for you. Just think of the amount of news we cover. And if you find our efforts valuable, please spread the word. LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips. If you have the heart to help and you believe you think we provide enough value for you and the news we present and the focus we have and the promotions of God, family, and country, please reciprocate and donate today. I got a day job. I'm not begging for your money for our family. But I am asking you to please donate, and every penny will be used to expand our presence in the media. Every bit helps. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate and get involved today, would you please? I am Sam Bushman, and I declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore a grand old republic. Please get involved. Make it a great day. Choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.